Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, our host Dr. Larry Spargimino and staff evangelist Josh Davis have part two of our look at the Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days. Friends, a unique opportunity for you and your family is only one day away. Southwest Radio Ministries' three-day prophecy conference in Columbus, Ohio is almost here. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 26th through the 28th, with over a dozen speakers, including special keynote speakers Jonathan Kahn and Donald Perkins. You don't want to miss this special event. Registration is open right now. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can register at the events page of our website, swrc.com. And when you register, be sure to ask about the VIP package, which will allow you to attend a special question and answer session with a group of our conference speakers. Listen to this lineup: Dr. Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Bill Federer, Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Douglas Stauffer, Mac Dominic, and Clayton Van Hus. Bible prophecy, the latest archaeological information from Israel, biblical mysteries, a special One World update, and Jonathan Kahn live in person. Don't be left behind. Register right now. 1-800-652-1144. October 26th through the 28th, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Columbus, Ohio. 1-800-652-1144 or swrc.com and click on Events. Now it's time to continue our look at what the Bible says about the Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days. Here's Dr. Larry Spargimino and Josh Davis.
Pastor Larry and I are back with part two of The Prince and the Power of the Air. If you missed yesterday's program, I encourage you, go to our website, go to all the places where it's available, and you can listen to the first program. We're going to continue the conversation as we speak about Jeffrey Martis' book, The Prince and the Power of the Air and the Last Days. Jeffrey Martis is the author, but he's unable to be with us because of some health issues. We encourage you to keep him in your prayers. However, his book is well written and has some important insights into our world and the world that we live in today. We are living in the last days. I think there's so much in the book to commend, and we commend it to you, our friends who are listening. Pastor Larry, Martis deals with deception and the counterfeits of the real thing. Tell us about deception and counterfeits that are all around us today.
Well, thank you, Joshua. In Satan's desire to be like the Most High, we read of it in Isaiah 14, we're learning that many of the things in the Bible that are associated with God are also associated with the devil. But the devil's purpose for being involved in these items is not the same as the Lord's. Satan's primary goal, especially as far as his objectives for mankind are concerned, is deception. Deception, by definition, has to be deceptive and subtle. Otherwise, it would not be deception. A good scripture to remember is 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13 and following. It focuses on this truth where the apostle writes, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." One of the most dangerous forms of deception is to present a Jesus that is not the real Jesus of the Bible. It's another Jesus. And I know you've written about that, and we're all concerned about all the cults that are speaking about another Jesus. But we want the one who's revealed by God in the Holy Bible.
Amen. And this same passage of scripture you referred to speaks of the operations of a counterfeit system. And we find this other places in Scripture, don't we?
Absolutely. The Bible speaks of another spiritual father in John 8:44, another Christ in Matthew 24:24, and another gospel, Galatians 1:6, which is really a different gospel. Satan is good at mimicking the things of God. In fact, Marna says he believes in the, quote, doctrine of demonic counterfeits. And I think that's a Bible doctrine, because we see so much of that, Joshua, in the Bible.
So how does this idea of this doctrine of demonic counterfeits relate to verses like we talked about yesterday, Ephesians 2:2, Satan as the prince and the power of the air? And also, how does it tie in with some of the things that we see with modern technology?
Well, if the devil is the god of this world, as he surely is according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, then we should not be very surprised to find Satan using humanity in an attempt to counterfeit what God has, quote, prepared for them that love him, 2 Corinthians 2:9. And of course, this is exactly what Satan is doing. Some of these satanic imitations are delusions the devil feeds to humanity to convince humanity that humanity can provide the promises of God without God's help. And of course, we know that's a big lie. That's not true at all. And in these cases, the counterfeit is obvious. Other instances, however, exhibit a deep knowledge of the Bible without the creators of the counterfeit really having a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And we find this to be very, very prevalent today, where there are people presenting counterfeits in a very clever way, in a doctored way, in a subtle way. It's an appealing way that's drawing multitudes, but they do not have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
And Pastor Larry, that brings to my mind 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it talks about in the last days perilous times will come, for men shall be lovers of themselves, and it goes on to explain those categories, but it mentions one of the factors that these people have will say that they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, and it seems to certainly tie in with what you're explaining right here. And we're seeing this unfold in our world right before our eyes in these days that we live in.
Yes.
Well, going towards the end of the book, Martis gets into the invention of the computer and the developments that made that kind of invention necessary. And it has to do with keeping track of people, numbering people. Can you unravel some of that for us?
Well, yes. This is, I think, one of the real blessings of the Jeffrey Martis book. There are many, but this was an eye-opener to me. He explains that around 1900, there was a surge of immigrants coming to America. Now, it was not illegal. It was legal. Immigrants back then, like my parents and grandparents, had to be checked for transmissible diseases, and there was an immigration process, a definite process. It was around that time that the first electric tabulators were introduced with the U.S. Census. There was a man by the name of Herbert Hollerith who invented a tabulating machine that has become the cornerstone of the company which took the name International Business Machines, and of course better known as IBM. Hollerith was the man who came up with several other inventions that have now become the foundation of the modern information process industry. But it all started because of the need to number people, to count people. And of course, it sounds something like 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1, where it says, "And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel," that is, to take a census. In the latter half of the 20th century, there's been the appearance of personal tracking and identification numbers like, well, social security numbers, phone numbers, bank accounts, billing accounts, barcodes, passwords, credit cards, PINs, and so on. Now, in 1973, this is a beautiful part of the Martis book, he speaks about the Universal Product Code being developed, the UPC. It consists of a series of vertical black bars and spaces of various widths. When two of the adjacent lines are paired together, they represent a coded number. There is a laser scanner that reads the bars and translates them into numbers. Every barcode has three pairs of longer bars positioned on the left and on the right side and in the center. These longer, they're called guard bars, are used to divide the UPC into two numerical halves, which separate the product's manufacturer number from the product number. And not only that, each guard bar represents the number, guess what it is, the number 6. So here we have it, 666. The UPC is a forerunner of the Antichrist final numbering system, which, by the way, is now being universally imposed upon the whole world. Today, nearly everything is being tagged and tracked. None of this is an accident. Satan has a long history of numbering people. Some form of mark now seems to be in the making. There are UPC, GPS, RFID chips. They are preparing us for what the Bible tells us is coming very soon. When the prophesied mark finally does arrive, no one will be able to function without it, as we read in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And I think this was really, really an eye-opener to me, because we know that everything is being lined up for the fulfillment of prophecy. I think Revelation chapter 13 is one of the really eye-opening portions of Scripture. At one time, I was a preterist, and then when I really read Revelation 13, I said, wow, this is just, you know, this is what we see today. How could I be so dumb and think that this all happened in AD 70? And that, I think, was one of the things that really led me to a premillennial and futurist point of view on Scripture.
Well, Pastor Larry's been sharing some of the material from the book, The Prince and the Power of the Air and the Last Days, written by author Jeffrey Mardis. Please continue to keep him in your prayers as he is battling illness at this time. This is a 330-page book that's well-written, has first-rate material that's going to strengthen you and will sharpen the faculties of your discernment. And the Bible says that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And Scripture tells us that God's people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And one of the purposes of Southwest Radio Ministries is to provide our listeners and our viewers with biblical and historical knowledge so that you're going to be equipped to stand strong in the days that we live in. And this book, The Prince and the Power of the Air, certainly fulfills those kinds of requirements and gives you what you need informationally and spiritually to stand strong. And give us a call at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And get your copy of The Prince and the Power of the Air and the Last Days. You can also order it online on our website. That's swrc.com, swrc.com. One of the other things I want to mention is our YouTube channel. Once a week on Wednesdays, we post a Prophecy in the News segment. Pastor Larry's the host, and we deal with some of the most amazing things that are happening in our world and in our country. It's always fresh. It's always up to date. It's always very informative. We've heard comments from many, many people on these videos, and we thank God for those who are following along with us. And what's wonderful is that on YouTube, you're going to see the newspaper headlines, the video footage of actual events that are happening in the U.S. and around the world. You'll see footage from the bizarre, the amazing, and everything else in between. The segment's called Headlines from the End Times. It's on our YouTube channel. I think you'll be blessed by checking it out. And you can also find a link to it on our website, swrc.com. Links to our YouTube channel are available there as well. So let's get back into our discussion, and as we continue, Pastor Larry, there's a very informative section of the Mardis book titled, What You Never Knew About the Internet. He has a lot of information about the internet and about HTML, which stands for Hypertext Markup Language. What's this all about, Pastor Larry?
Oh, wow, this is a big story, but a wonderful story. So as we look at the word hyper, hyper indicates above, beyond, or super, something super. The word text means the words of an author, a passage of scripture, or that which is woven like fabric or the connected words of a book. So hypertext means that which is above or beyond the written word. The internet's hypertext language weaves together words to form a virtual reality. Now here's what I find totally amazing, Joshua. The concept of creating a reality with words did not start with the originators of the Internet or World Wide Web. Here's where it started. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Just as hypertext words are the source of virtual reality, God's Word is the root of actual reality. It represents God's absolute power and is the ability to create simply by speaking words and causing a thing to exist or to not exist by those words. So I think there's an amazing parallel here. The way Martis explains it, it really opens a lot of eyes, and I'm sure our readers will be blessed by getting this book.
And Pastor Larry, we've been talking about things like counting people, 666, some of the negative things. And on yesterday's program, we were speaking about the birds and the correlation or the application that we can see throughout Scripture and how they relate to Satan and demonic involvement. Is the message of this book all bad news? Is there any good news contained within it?
Well, I think there's a lot of good news. That's very important because we have been speaking about the darkness. And of course, whenever we speak about the darkness of the world, and it is very real, we never want to forget that Jesus is the light of the world, and he is very real too. He's living, he's alive, he's working in today's world. Now, Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us that there's a time for everything. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. There's a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. And there is a time to praise God and a time to rejoice. Now, Jesus said, because I live, you also shall live. That's from John 14:19. And that's so exciting because, you know, Joshua, we see death everywhere. We see suffering. We see brokenness. We see bombings, terrorism like been happening in the past in Israel. So we need to remember that Jesus did really die on the cross. He didn't go into a swoon. He really died. But death was not the last word for him, and it is not the last word for all of his blood-bought children. The cross provides the power, protection, authority, and provision of God for us.
And we see the great men and women of faith in the Bible and how God used them in a mighty way. What was so special about them? They turned to the Lord with their hearts, their souls, and all their strength, just as Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And one person wholly consecrated to God can change the course of a nation, and one people wholly consecrated to God can change the course of the world. We must all seek to become that one people.
Yes, that's a beautiful thought. It's very, very encouraging. And what's really encouraging is that God longs for a deep and abiding relationship with each of our listeners. Because he is dependable, God wants you, dear friend, to depend on him. You know, if you're healthy, it is highly likely that you won't be going to the doctor's office anytime soon. This is because everything in your body is working properly and doing what it is supposed to do. But when a person gets sick, and especially if that sickness continues for a long time, you will make an appointment to visit your doctor. You will choose to enter into your doctor's presence. You will choose to relocate your focus and your thoughts to the one you know can help you get better. I think as we look at the scriptures, you know, sometimes God allows trials and troubles into your life to get your focus back on him. He sees how you may have drifted from him. And he desires to bring you back into close intimacy with him. And that's a beautiful thought. That's a biblical thought. God knows how much you need him in order to live a fulfilled life. And he doesn't want you to walk this road alone. He is with you even when you forget that truth. I believe that is where the body of Christ, the church, is at this time in history. He wants all of us to make an appointment to see the great physician. He wants his church in the world to be a vibrant and powerful church. God wants revival in his church. So God sometimes leads us through the valleys. I can't promise you a life without wind, clouds, and storms, but I can promise you that you don't have to walk through the valley alone. If you will cast your eyes on Jesus Christ, he will meet you where you are. So keep walking. Don't say that you can't make it because God will make it with you. You don't walk this road alone. And that's what every one of us need to believe and to hang on to. God is faithful. There is hope. We have a wonderful, wonderful future. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Amen, Pastor Larry. I couldn't agree with you more, and I was thinking about the words where Jesus promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So often it's easy when the enemy attacks us to forget that we have the Lord God with us constantly, who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for sharing that truth with us today.
Good to be with you, Joshua.
Make sure you order the complete two-day presentation on the Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days. It's available on CD when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Today, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the book entitled The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days. One of the objectives of The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days is to give the reader an opportunity to shed any feeble beliefs that you may have about Satan's activity in the 21st century. Order the book today and be informed. Order when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order at our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Scripture doesn't present any sort of weak presence on the part of this enemy, the devil. So Christians have no excuse to hold beliefs reflective of such ideas. The book, Prince of the Power of the Air, allows the reader to get a glimpse into that realm where supernatural phenomena is not a rare, obscure thing, but an everyday occurrence. Hidden events which help substantiate why Satan is called the God of this world. Order Prince of the Power of the Air today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Each year, Southwest Radio Ministries creates a unique calendar from differing parts of the world, filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We are privileged to put these together for you and know you are then armed with His truth for the year to come. This year's calendar theme is Unseen Israel. This 16-month calendar features beautiful photographs that reveal sites that are not often visited by tour groups or focus on views that are not often seen in pamphlets or pointed out by tour guides. These locations are important in understanding the history and culture of ancient Israel. Order your Unseen Israel calendar today. Call toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar that you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Calendars are ready to ship today. Order yours when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can always order these beautiful calendars at our website, swrc.com. Invisible War on the Saints by Dr. Greg Patton is here. We all know someone who needs this book, and maybe that someone is you. Order Invisible War on the Saints today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by downloading our SWRC mobile app. You can also subscribe to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Scripture doesn't present any sort of weak presence on the part of this enemy, the devil. So Christians have no excuse to hold beliefs reflective of such ideas. The book, entitled Prince of the Power of the Air, allows the reader to get a glimpse into the realm where supernatural phenomena is not a rare, obscure thing, but an everyday occurrence. Hidden events which help substantiate why Satan is called the God of this world. Order Prince of the Power of the Air today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Friends, a unique opportunity for you and your family is only one day away. Southwest Radio Ministries' three-day prophecy conference in Columbus, Ohio is almost here. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 26th through the 28th, with over a dozen speakers, including special keynote speakers Jonathan Kahn and Donald Perkins. You don't want to miss this special event. Registration is open right now. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can register at the events page of our website, swrc.com. And when you register, be sure to ask about the VIP package, which will allow you to attend a special question and answer session with a group of our conference speakers. Listen to this lineup: Dr. Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Bill Federer, Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Douglas Stauffer, Mac Dominic, and Clayton Van Hus. Bible prophecy, the latest archaeological information from Israel, biblical mysteries, a special One World update, and Jonathan Kahn live in person. Don't be left behind. Register right now. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will equip you with the mind-boggling evidence that Klaus Schwab and his evil gang of new and improved SS agents are actually repeating the unthinkable. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app, logging on to oneplace.com, or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for now over 90 years because of faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.